Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Bylong Valley has been spared from coal mine construction after an appeal was dismissed today. The New South Wales Court of Appeal delivered the verdict to an ongoing battle with Korean mining giant KEPCO and has refused their plans for a Bylong coal project. The decision comes 2 years after the New South Wales Independent Planning Commission first rejected KEPCO's 6.5 million tonnes per year greenfield coal mine. The IPC labelled the greenhouse gas emissions from the proposed project as problematic. The Bylong Valley Protection Alliance, Phil Kennedy, says the decision has brought huge relief to farmers in the area.
A handful of farmers that are actually left here, there's probably been 10 or 15 families 5 years ago and over the period of time by KEPCO, and there's only a handful of us left here, and it's been a real battle for the miners, little fellows, and it's been a huge win. And it's a huge win for Australian agriculture as well. It's just not, you know, it's just not at us, half a dozen of us left here. It's wider reaching than that. You know, we're told all the time to, you know, never more important now than Buy Australia.
Young riders are being urged to wear a helmet when riding or skating in Singleton these school holidays. September is Rural Road Safety Month, which aims to raise awareness of rural and regional road safety, including the importance of wearing a helmet. Singleton Council and Transport for New South Wales are getting behind the initiative with a colouring competition for primary school students aged across the LGA to help ensure young riders are wearing a correctly fitted helmet. Mayor of Singleton, Sue Moore, says it's important in ensuring that people are safe and that something as fun as a bike ride doesn't turn into a tragedy quickly. About 15% of bike riders are killed or seriously injured on New South Wales roads when not wearing a helmet. The colouring competition has $300 worth of Spend in Singleton vouchers up for grabs, and children are being encouraged to get their entries in by September 30th. And the numbers are back in the double digits after new cases of COVID-19 were announced through the Hunter region. There were 14 newly confirmed in the past 24 hours, bringing the total number in the current outbreak to 324. 7 were from the Newcastle LGA, 3 were in Lake Macquarie, 2 were in Singleton, and 1 was from Maitland and Port Stephens. 10 of the active cases are currently being cared for in hospital, with 0 in ICU. There are 10 cases linked, however, Hunter New England Health have stated the sources are still unknown, and there are 4 still under investigation. 7 were in isolation during their infectious period, but there were also 7 out at the community at the time. There are 555 close contacts in isolation across the district. New South Wales recorded 1,127 new locally acquired cases overnight, and there were tragically 2 deaths.